It's the late night, early morning time traveling. It's the news for tonight. Well, whatever it is, good. I guess good evening, good morning, whatever. It's Sunday evening. It is Sunday evening, September 29th. It is 9:46 Central time, and it is 10. Wow, it's 10:42 Eastern time. I have to get up very, very early in the morning. I'm kind of in a little bit of a lurch here. So what I'm going to be doing, there's something that's just been going on that I have to go ahead and explain or have to get into. I'm going to be very busy tomorrow. Right now I'm in Springfield, Missouri. Been here for a couple days. I've got traveling to do tomorrow. I should be home tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday morning there'll be a show. Probably Wednesday morning there'll be a show. However, I just wanted to throw this show out there. This is not going to be posted until Monday morning, probably around 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I have been quite just a lot of things have been, you know, kind of percolating. By the way, I have nothing in my cup. I have no cup. It's too late at night for that. It's almost 10 o'clock at night. I have to get up in 5 hours. So the point here is that I watched Mark Levin tonight. I don't always watch. I like Mark Levin, but there's a few things about him. He's a little bit on the. He has an establishment edge, a little bit. However, I do appreciate his logic. His ability to discuss. I like the fact that his show is a long form interview. It's not like Sean Hannity where he has somebody on for 2 minutes and Sean spends a minute and a half talking, lets the other person talk a little bit and talks over them and continues to do his little diatribe. Mark Levin this evening on his Sunday night show, he had a very good monologue and basically articulated so many things so very well, eviscerating the collectivist leftist Democrat Party, and at the same time just annihilated Kamala Harris. Kamala, whatever, Miss Harris. And I thought it was very, very, just very articulate, and I just wanted to If any of you out there, my loyal, wonderful listeners, if that you are, if you have a chance, just go on YouTube, find Mark Levin Sunday Night Show, the September 29th show. It's worth watching the first half. Now the last half, I think he was more about what was going on in Israel a little bit, and I think some things about Ukraine, but it was just the first part of it was excellent. He talks about how Donald Trump makes these comments about people and saying things about Kamala and saying things about people on the left, whatever it is, the comments that he makes. The things that he says do not hold a candle to the way he has been vilified, treated, called Hitler, everything, every dirty name in the book. And yet they turn around and act like Trump's the pig, Trump's the bad guy. Coming from straight from people's mouths that are so filthy that it's just unbelievable. So I would just like to he just makes it very clear. He articulates it in a way that I probably should go back through put my thoughts together so well to be able to have that actually to articulate all the things that the left continues to say and do and the way they project onto anybody that's a conservative, really, or anybody that's on the Trump party. Trump is more of a moderate than any. He's not really. I mean policy wise, I wouldn't call him a staunch right wing, right leaning conservative. The thing about Trump is that he's an anti-establishment individual. The thing that gives me hope is that possibly we might have some be able to push back against the establishment to some degree and all the way they're taking our rights. I was listening to some information this evening. I've been kind of doing some research in history of the way things have happened. If you look at Georgia as a case study, actually, the country of Georgia, what it's going through right now, there's kind of this, I was actually watching a little documentary, mini documentary about what's going on in Georgia between Russia and the way they've got this weird intrusion onto their what they would consider their territories. It is really quite a fascinating thing that's happening there, but at the time that it's going on, the people of Georgia basically consider themselves to be more Western in their culture, more European or Western European, Western culture, and so they consider themselves to be more freedom loving, individualistic kind of people. Now, of course, Europe has gone more into a collectivist mentality. However, there's kind of a revolution going on there because the parliament, the people who are elected officials, primarily are being run by one main oligarch there, but there are several other oligarchs there that are kind of running the show, and it's causing this whole thing of crackdown with regard to censorship and all these things that are happening over there. Very similar to what's happening here. The party of, and they're having mass demonstrations, massive demonstrations over there. We're not being told about all that. Very similar to what's happening here. Now, the leftists are all concerned about censorship in social media, but listen to what they say. They think that they should be doing more, that they want to rein it. You don't have the right you have the right to free speech, but it has to be, you don't have the right to misinformation and disinformation. You only have the right to say, have the right to disagree on some issues and have different opinions, but you don't have the right to disinformation. Well, who's deciding what the misinformation, disinformation is? We were told, just think back a little bit, just 5 minutes ago, when we were being told about, if you say anything about COVID having started in a lab, you were a conspiracy theorist, and you were, in some cases, many people were deplatformed, defunded, demonetized on their social media, and that was their job. That was their main income, was being a YouTuber and being able, and they were taken out, taken off and deplatformed forever. They had to go to other platforms that they couldn't, quite obviously, couldn't make a living doing those. Rumble, you can't, it's really hard to make a living on Rumble unless you're really out there. So it just amazes me how quickly we forget these things. And yet now today, it's obviously, if you say it came from a COVID started in a wet market, they're going to laugh at you. That's not what happened. But all during COVID, we were told that we were the bad guy if we had a difference of opinion on any of those things. I was pounded in the dirt by people very close to me when I mentioned something about natural immunity being more powerful, more effective than a vaccine. And now, finally, there are some doctors coming out, epidemiologists, which I'm not one. I'm leading epidemiologists now who were basically censored and silenced during the whole process of what happened during COVID, have now finally been able to come out and say, there's never in the history of mankind been a vaccine that has been better than natural immunity. That has been known for centuries that is the case. And, or at least decades, I don't know, maybe not centuries, but so the and I'm also not a lawyer or a financial advisor. I'm also not a doctor of any kind, not an engineer. So that was the frenzy mentality that we had going on at the time. And I don't fault people for that. It is what it is. But the idea that somehow we can silence someone, censor them, deplatform them, disassociate them from society. It comes from the left. This is happening from the left, on the left. The collectivists are doing this. Hillary Clinton talking about having Trump supporters go to a reprogramming facility, getting re-educated in some kind of facility. She's saying this stuff out loud. And it's as if they don't even understand. And this is where the socialists always go. Don't forget, the Nazis, N-A-Z-I, stood for the National Socialist Workers' Party. That's what it stood for. So, but I really want you to, of course, this whole thing with Kamala not answering any questions and not having any real substance to anything she says is becoming more and more obvious. I think people are starting to realize that this woman is just an actress that is reading a script, and she has nothing new to say, and she's not... interesting, Dave Ramsey invited both Donald Trump and the Harris campaign to a one-on-one interview. Donald Trump jumped right on it. I'm not sure if the interview has gone out yet with the Dave Ramsey Trump interview, whether it's been posted or not, if it's anywhere. I don't know if it's... I know that it's been done. It's been completed. I'm just not sure if it's been actually put out there. I think that they're waiting. They haven't even heard a response from the Harris campaign. They haven't even heard, like, yay or nay or anything. No response whatsoever. The invitation's gone out, and of course, they've gotten no response. I doubt if they will. I really seriously doubt that they will ever get a response. That's my guess, my estimation is they will never get a response from them. So, I just wanted to mention that. That's what kind of gave me the passion to start this. There is one other thing I'd like to talk about, and I probably will be talking about this on Tuesday morning, is the new way of censorship. This is creeping in. You're going to see it more and more. But apparently there's this desire to eliminate certain words from our society, from our vocabulary, basically, where everything kind of becomes like the N-word. And I'll be talking about those things. And it's more and more happening. I'll have some examples of this as we go on. And I was going to talk about it this evening, but I'm just at a point where I don't want to get myself too riled up, or I won't be able to sleep all night, and I really do need some sleep. So I just wanted to go from there. I just want to thank you for listening, and thank you for listening, sharing, subscribing, commenting if you can, and just all those things. Again, Tuesday morning there will be a show, and I will have a cup at that show, so that'll be more interesting for you. I'm sure it'll be more exciting for everybody involved. In the meantime, thank you for being out there, and I guess I'm done with the show. If I go any further, I'm just going to get myself all wound up. You know how that is. So I'm just that's not going to help anybody. So God bless, folks. Have a great evening, great rest of your week as the week begins here, as we get into this closer into the October season. Hopefully everything pans out well. As I see it right now, there's no way that Kamala Harris wins this election squarely and fairly. I just don't see it happening. There's no way things are going to happen good for her. So we'll talk about it more. There's also been another attempt on Donald Trump's life that's not been talked about. I guess there's some other things happening with all the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. So talk about all those things on Tuesday. Once again, folks, God bless. Have a great evening, great week. Take care.